This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Is that like Jack Johnson or something?
Yep.
Sounds like a Jack Johnson song.
I love
mellow.
That guy.
I'm pretty freaking mellow. Mm-hmm. So have a mellow, have yourself a mellow little Christmas. That's nice. Oh, I can't believe it's a week till Christmas.
Crazy.
I know, it's beautiful blue skies out right now. Like the sun, tops of the trees all touched with the sun. So pretty.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Oh,
right,
I missed
Maria,
you, Maria.
Take it easy. Jeez.
Look, she's really enthusiastic about the holidays, you know.
Passion.
Yeah, that passion. It's hard. You can't fake that kind of passion. All right, it's 7:37. Let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Radio.com app. This app is changing the world. So get the app on your phone.
Yeah.
And then you listen to radio wherever you go.
Well, specifically Sarah and Vinny and Alice.
Yeah. Right.
We want you to.
And right after our show ends, then you just stay right there because V Hale's going to come on and entertain.
Uh-huh, honey.
Followed by Jane.
Living hell out of you. And then Jane comes on.
Yep.
And nobody is a better afternoon host than Jane.
Or Janie.
Duh.
I truly believe it's a miracle we still have her. Like, that lady has.
How
New York
is
calling.
Right. How has she not gotten snatched?
I agree. I agree. Down there. Snatched. Anyway, get the radio.com app, stream us live, get our show's full podcast while we are on vacation, and also listen to Alice all day. V. Hale and Jane Picks, I believe, is her last name.
That's
Jane
correct.
Jane E. Picks. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's her full name. Jane Elaine.
Raiders lost to the Chargers last night. Today's weather, sunny and clear, high in the 50s and 60s, and that should hold through the weekend. So we're looking pretty good. The FDA panel has endorsed Moderna's vaccine, so it's approved now, and shipments could start next week.
Great. Load us up. Get us going.
So that's helpful. I also have a story. It looks like the Pfizer vaccine that's been shipped and already been given to a lot of people. They say, pharmacists say, there's more than enough in each vial for extra vaccines. In each vial, they're saying,
wow, that's
let me read this
odd.
Directly. Each vial of the Pfizer vaccine is supposed to have at least 5 doses. Pharmacists realize there's enough for 6, sometimes 7. So I guess you don't throw out the dregs. You know how in your coffee cup, you're like, yuck.
Right.
In this case, there's another dose in there.
So you're saying there's like, it comes in a vial, and that is supposed to have at least 5 doses? Is that what you said?
At least 5 doses.
That's when they stick the needle in the top and then they draw out the number of CCs they need.
Mm-hmm. Look at you go.
I'm just wondering, because at first I was like, what are they? Is it in a syringe already? And they're just like, here, we'll use this on 6 people. Everyone likes to share needles.
Mm-hmm. No. The FDA just announced those extra doses can be used and it could up the current supply by 40%. So
that's great.
Let's not be wasteful.
No.
Let's use up all those doses. Get that stuff in my arm right now.
Right now.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And that's the good news. So Moderna approved. It looks like shipping next week. More coverage for the United States. Let's get back to normal, everyone.
As quickly as humanly possible. Come on. Great.
The handshake, you can stay out. I'm okay with that being gone.
We can go elbow bump. I'm
there's
down
some
with
other
that.
Stuff that Flip you're kind of like, yeah, I'm good with that being gone.
Yeah.
But I still want to go and play and not worry. I want my kid to go play too.
Not worry, I think, is the key phrase there. It's like there's this baseline worry happening at all times.
Here are some phrases that we could all live without in the new year, and yet they'll have to carry over. Social distancing, the new normal, bubble, unprecedented times. Yeah. These are a lot of these end up in our commercials. We hear them and think
we do in these strange live without times. That.
COVIDiots, maskne.
Yes, that's a thing.
Zoom bomb, anti-masker, and Rona. All phrases we could live without in the new year. Let's try to leave those behind, everybody.
Leave them in 2020.
Right. You know what? I thought this was really cute. It's not available for purchase, although they did somehow, if you're, you know, Bryn could probably pull this off. The alarm company Simply Safe made an alarm ugly Christmas sweater that goes off when someone moves within a certain distance of you.
Oh my God, that's which hilarious. Is,
I know. They really
it's got a proximity sensor in it.
Yes. They really didn't think this through because they should have produced these en masse.
Oh my God.
Apparently, a version of the brand's holiday sweater, it has festive snowflakes and knitted locks. And there's flashing lights and an alarm system, and the sweater goes off and has a screeching noise and lights go off when a person gets closer to than 6 feet of the wearer. I'll try to show you the video if it, maybe Bryn, you can find
it. I think Bryn is pulling it up right now. You know what's interesting about this is that, oh, look, there they are installing it in the sweater.
Watch it. See it go off.
I wonder how it, Simply Safe. I wonder how it knows it's a human and not like a door.
I don't think it does. I think it's just really
cute. This is
just
a joke. Oh boy.
But what they do here, instead of selling these to you, is there's actually a way to build this yourself. And they've got a how-to.
Oh.
How to wire it, someone, you know, like Brian the engineer, Bryn could do this,
Bryn
I believe.
Could probably do this. Bryn, we're going to need these.
Yeah. I mean, ship them to you?
That'd be great.
This is too late, Simply Safe. It's the 18th. Where were you when we needed you?
I know.
It takes some soldering.
They're like the vaccine. It just took a while for the approval
You
process,
needed to come so. Out with this before Thanksgiving.
Oh, this summer would have been fine. I would have been wearing a sweater all summer. Oh, that is really, that's really cute. Can you put that up, please, on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
You got it.
How about a couple fast facts?
I love those,
fast,
Vinny. What is
fast,
that?
Fast,
an early Christmas present?
Fast.
Barbara Streisand's first name was originally spelled Barbara.
The normal
but
way.
But she changed it in her early 20s, legally changed it and got rid of the A in the middle because she hated the original spelling.
She said, my name's Barbara, so why is there an extra A in there? Barbara.
Well, you know, tradition.
She wanted to be different.
Yeah, I
tradition.
Guess. Tradition. But, you know, when you have to... usually people go, I'm going to do this. And then they see the paperwork and the time involved and they go, they just U-turn.
Yeah. Next. Maybe she just told her lawyers, yeah, get my name changed, please.
Mm-hmm.
In her early 20s, was Barbara Streisand already huge?
Not like she is now, I'm sure. But she was an actress. And
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was easier to change your name back then, too. It's a lot of hoops to jump through these days.
Cats can actually survive drinking ocean water. Their kidneys can filter out the salt and use the water for hydration.
Really?
Our kidneys cannot, but a cat's kidneys can.
Boy, cats, they're great.
They sure are.
I actually love my kitties.
I think, you know, I don't know why my cat likes me so much, but he does. And I'm a nice guy to him and all, but I'm allergic.
Yeah.
And that cat... in a room full of people that love him, comes for me.
They always go to the person that wants them the least. That is
the way of cats.
They can sense it. They're like, oh, that person. Well, sure, but you're allergic.
I feed him. I clean his stuff.
That's why. There it is. You feed him and clean him.
But man, he comes right for me. And there he is with his tail right in my eye. I'm like, oh, that's the worst place you could put that thing. Thank you.
Do you take a pill every day for that? Or
I don't. I used to, and I'm mostly fine around him, except when his tail's in my eye. Then I can just kiss my eyes goodbye for the rest of the day. They will itch and burn.
That's no good.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Throw him?
No, don't throw him. Just set
no,
him
I
down.
Don't.
And he just jumps right back up. And then you throw him down again. And he jumps right back up.
Right. I didn't realize this. 7 out of 10 most popular days for marriage proposals are in December. The most popular. We're in marriage proposal time.
Well, December 31st and maybe Christmas Eve and Christmas, right? So there's three. What else, though?
At Christmas
parties, maybe. Is it because of like holiday gatherings? I guess that must be it.
Must be it. So I guess this is, you know, and look, I remember I've had other girlfriends. I've had other scenarios where a proposal was due.
Oh.
And yet I
was. Another holiday season passed without Vinny producing a ring.
Right. Yeah. I do understand there are people who are like, you know, this is the expected next step. And I would like my ring, please. So plenty of people out there are, according to a new survey, 1 out of 3 people say, if I don't get a proposal by New Year's, the hint dropping will begin hard. The hint bombs are going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to fall often. And they're going to fall regularly until someone gets a damn clue around here.
Well, that is why they invented Valentine's Day. Because it's just long enough after the holidays for me to be like, I'm not waiting till next Christmas.
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know. I don't really know where St. Valentine's Day comes from.
Well, we know it's made up and it's Hallmark
and all that.
But I wonder if that is sort of a...
Yeah, part of it.
Maybe.
Plus, nothing's happening in February, you know? So it's like... If it didn't have that, what is it, what's it got? President's Day? That's it, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm sure because it would be, if it didn't have Valentine's Day, it would be the suckiest month. Like, people are totally done with winter. You know, then this is a way to inject a little love and proposals into it.
The ancient Romans may also be responsible for the name of that modern day. Emperor Claudius II executed 2 men, both named Valentine, on February 14th of different years in 3rd century AD.
That doesn't sound like love.
That sounds like a horror show.
That's the first thing that popped up on Google.
So. All right.
Well. Okay. Those Romans, they were
anyway, brilliant. I hope you get the proposal you're hoping for. And I would suggest that, you know, if you have a great relationship, you'd be surprised. You don't really need that proposal.
Mm. Just enjoy your life.
You're already winning. You got a great relationship. You're welcome, guys. Let's move on.
Says the guy with his current wife for 10 years and had 2 kids before he got married.
Well, listen, I will tell you in my defense, when the missus brought up the other kid, I was like, well, I can't do a marriage and a kid. So what's it going to be? And her instant reaction was another kid. Mm. Another kid, please.
Oh. Gotcha.
We'll have another kid.
She was in her late 30s. You know, she needed to.
Right. Well, so that was
that
how
going.
That got that. The order by which that happened was her choice.
I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can only handle one big thing a year.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I can't do all that stuff at once. You trying to kill me? What are you, nuts? There's a 42-year-old guy named David Working. He's from Grand Haven, Michigan, and he made the news a few years ago when he called the cops on his parents for throwing away his massive porn collection.
Oh.
He had moved back into his parents' house in 2016 after a divorce.
Oh.
The next summer, he moved to Muncie, Indiana, and he was expecting his parents to ship him his 12 boxes of porn and adult toys, but they threw them out instead. His dad, Paul, wrote him an email saying, "Frankly, David, I did you a big favor getting rid of all this stuff." David turned around and sued his parents. district court in Michigan just ruled in his favor.
It was his stuff.
He has until February to decide how much money he wants from his parents in damages. He estimates his collection of porn videos and toys to be worth $25,000. But his lawyer says some of that stuff is irreplaceable.
Right, because like you can't get those old video tapes. And...
Right. So here's a 42-year-old dude who has sued his parents. Does he, and I look forward to following up on this story come the new year.
Yeah, what does he decide it's all worth?
I mean, if you're lame enough to sue your parents to begin with, I'm going to guess he goes for the full load.
No pun intended, I'm sure. The thing is, there's so much to this story. Like any other possession, like just consider it a possession. They got rid of 12 boxes of my possessions, right? So that's not, we're laughing because it's porn.
Right.
But he's not only suing his parents, he's opened himself up to the Sarah and Vinny show and all the other shows across the country. Like we all know that this dude is a porn guy.
You know what's weird, though? I will say in his defense, not that I know him or like him, but I remember going to a friend's house when I was in high school. I won't say Ronnie Lawson because that's the wrong thing to do. But
right. I agree. Don't do
I get
it.
To his house and we're, you know, we were little, you know, stoners and little partiers and whatever. But this guy goes, you want to see something awesome?
Oh, man.
And I had no idea.
But of course you wanted to.
What do I know of this?
So this is your first time seeing porn?
No. Look.
Oh.
I had been taking my dad's Playboys from his collection at the bottom of his closet now by this point, years. But I was still on those. That's all I had. I didn't have a TV in my room. I didn't have a VCR in my room. I had no access, and there's no internet. So we're talking about a world where I sneak Playboys into the bathroom where I have a door lock and can take care of my self-care in there. This guy had...
End. What are you doing in there?
He had a TV and a VCR in his room and videos stacked from floor to ceiling in the whole closet.
That is great. As a parent, I will say that if one of my kids moved home and they were 42 and they had 12 boxes full of things to put into their VCR and TV that they've also brought with them, and then they spent all these hours in their room, like, I'm completely bogged out.
Yeah,
like,
I would
bogus,
agree.
Dude. Find something else to do. I'm guessing I know why your marriage broke up.
Yikes.
Yuck.
Anyway.
But on the other hand, it is his stuff. And if you just consider it possessions, they're not really supposed to throw
this
stuff out.
You know what? I mean, I could see them saying, listen, you got to send us the money. There's boxes and boxes of stuff here. We'll send it, but you're paying.
The shipping is very expensive. We are your parents, but you're 42.
My point was many people have a love of that in common.
Sure.
It's not completely abnormal, although I don't have a collection. At all. And you'd think I would the way I talk about it, right?
But you don't even need it. You can find all your antique stuff on Pornhub.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things. We say the parents charge him $26,000 for the rent due. Yeah, that's suing your parents is a real bold move, man.
It really does. It can harm the family.
The dude suing his parents. I'd love to talk to his ex-wife. Yeah,
I know, right? No doubt. Oh, my God. He seems like a real peach, huh?
Oh, this is funny. 408 says, why are women still sitting around waiting for proposals? Come on, ladies. If you want him, you propose. It's not so hard.
Yeah.
I think that people grow up, the people who are doing that, waiting for that, they grew up waiting for that. They grew up thinking this day will come where someone gets on a bended knee and proposes.
A knight will come in and sweep me off.
And they don't want to be the one that does that. Maybe that's the thing, though. They need.
We feel bad enough dropping all these hints, these pointed comments.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, you were a hint dropper, too.
Hell yeah. Marry me.
That's like a demand.
I would always do it right after sex too, because that's when you,
that
when
is a weak moment.
When he loved me the most.
I said yes to a lot of stuff I didn't want to do right after Nook.
Baby, you should marry me.
Okay.
How do you think I saw Riverdance?
I thought you bought those tickets.
No, you don't remember how that went down. She gave me those tickets for my birthday in a Christmas card.
Oh my God.
And I said, and this was when we were brand new, and I go, you hold on to these, because it was months away. And I was like, I am not going to be here when that comes up.
I'm going to do my damnedest to ruin everything.
And then I was still there. Weird.
And you went to her.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news, but I have another Christmas carol, a word from Michael Franti, and more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.